اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu Alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. In today's program, we all are going to listen to the recitation of Suratul Kahf, verses 107 to 109, recited by Brother Hamed Shakir Nejad. Dear audience, let's enjoy.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين
Dear audience, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, And what you just listened to was the recitation of verses 107 to 109 of Surah Al-Kahf, recited by Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad is a wonderful reciter. He has everything that you need to be a good reciter. He has a very good voice, a complete voice, the qarar jawab and jawab al-jawab. His tajweed is good, his fasaha especially is good compared to other Iranian reciters. And of course, the way that he uses the maqamat and alhan is also excellent. And this is all because he has practiced, he has spent an entire lifetime on reciting the Qur'an. And he's also a hafil of the Qur'an, I believe. He has memorized the whole Qur'an too. And so we talked about this, the most important characteristic that makes your recitation sound more Arabic and improves your fasaha is the way of pronouncing fatha and alif al-mad. Fatha, your mouth should not be too open when pronouncing. If you say inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, see, this is too open. We don't have such a vowel in Arabic. We don't have a sound. It's more like a. Okay.
Yeah, the fat, actually, it's closer to the sound somehow.
Yeah, that's right. For example, in Persian, we have the kasra of the Persian kasra. And in English, we have, for example, the in, for example, best, every, let,
bed,
get, bed. So if you try, for example, you say inna alladhina amanu, see your fasaha automatically improves.
Amanu.
Amanu wa amilu salihat. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati kanat lahum jannatul firdausi nuzula, not nuzula. Okay, so this really affects your fasaha. And even among the Egyptian reciters, not all of them have perfect fasaha. There are some who have better fasaha. Now, let's go on and talk about the tajweed.
Yeah, that's right. Good idea. That's a good idea.
Brother Hamid Shakir Nejad is reciting in Warsha Nafir. We have few Iranian reciters who recite in this riwayah because it's very difficult. And it takes a long time to learn all the rules of Warsh. But Hamid Shakir Nejad, he has the knowledge. He has learned Warsh. He has studied it. And he has learned it. And how do we know that this is Warsh? Because of the Matul Badal. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ آمَنُوا. He lengthens the matul badal. Matul badal means a long vowel alif or any long vowel, actually, not the three long vowels, where the cause of the long vowel is before the long vowel itself instead of after it. If it's after the long vowel, we have matul muttasil and matul munfasil. When the hamza is before the long vowel, we have matul badal.
And it should be lengthened to?
No, you have, it's optional.
Okay.
You can lengthen it to 2, 4, or 6 vowel counts. And of course, if you lengthen it more than 2 vowel counts, the rules of Warsh might change. Okay? So you have to be very careful that you know everything about Warsh. And you have to know all the rules that might change if you lengthen the matul badal more than 2 vowel counts.
Okay.
This is the amanu. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. We have tafkhim of the sad, where the sad has to be pronounced with the highest level of tafkhim.
Mm-hmm. It should be pronounced with the full mouth.
With a full mouth. The mouth opens vertically. The jaws open vertically. صَالِحَاتِ.
صَالِحَاتِ.
We could see a big difference between the ha and the sad. صَالِحَاتِ. حَاتِ. كانت لهم. Now we have a ta sakina. Ta sakina is a very difficult letter to pronounce because it has the combination of shadda and sect.
Sect. By shadda, you mean it's a plosive.
It's a plosive. And hams,
It is voiceless.
It's voiceless. So we have the combination of a very strong characteristic and a very weak characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to say kanat, kanat, without aspiration. Aspiration means to let too much air out of your mouth when pronouncing, for example, a letter like ta. For if you say kanat, kanat, that's incorrect. Kanat. كانت لهم. You have to do اختلاص at the end.
And without قلقلة, it shouldn't have.
Without قلقلة, yes. The اختلاص helps us pronounce this تاء
correctly.
Yeah. If we say كانت لهم, we shouldn't. This
there, there would be a pause here.
Yeah, there should be no pause. كانت لهم. كانت لهم.
Some part of the
تاء goes into the لام. Yeah, this is اختلاص. And we have to do it.
Better to say some timing of the pronunciation of ta goes to lam.
No, the timing is the same.
Kanat lahuma.
Kanat lahum. You pronounce the ta completely,
mm-hmm.
but you quickly move the articulator to the place of articulation of lam. Kanat lahum. Kanat lahum. Okay, because you know the letters of shadda, they have the shortest timing. Okay. And ikhtilas takes place with respect to all letters, with whatever characteristic. But we have different, the ikhtilas should be a specific amount, okay? So we, if when you said that the timing changes, or the
timing of lam, I think, is changing.
No, no, it doesn't change. Nothing should change. Ikhtilas happens everywhere whenever you have a second letter followed by a letter with a haraka. For example, you have ta'amaloon. تعملون. At the end, اختلاص takes place. If it doesn't, if you don't do اختلاص, then there would be like a pause in between the عين and the ميم. تعملون. تعملون is incorrect. تعملون. At the end, you do the اختلاص. Of course, if you...
So what fits in between this pause...
You complete
pause,
the timing. This is the point. You complete the timing of that ساكن letter, and then you quickly move on to the pronouncing the next letter. This is ikhtilas. Okay. And it takes place all the time. For example, when you want to say, for example, Bani Israel. Israel. See? From this, the transition from the sin to ra. Israel. See, we see the articulator, the tongue is moving to the place of articulation of ra. We don't say Israel. 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 We move the...
And again, this is ikhtilas.
This is ikhtilas, yes.
Thank you, dear Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What is the reality of the Quran? What is the meaning of wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an? What is this cord? What is this rope that we have hold onto him? If Allah had thrown this rope, some people think Allah gave us a book and finished. Now the book is with us, not with Allah. This is wrong. This is the rope which is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to rescue someone, what do? If God forbids, there is fire in a building. Helicopter goes on the top of the building to rescue. What do? You throw the rope with both sides down, or you hold on one side and send down the other side and say, وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold on to this rope is not sent down with both sides. This is why in Hadith al-Saqalain, there is a version which Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal mentions, because there are lots of versions of Hadith al-Saqalain. When it comes to إِنِّي تَارِكُمْ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلَّيْنِ, and in this version says one of them is greater than the other. كِتَابُ اللَّهِ حَبْلٌ مَمْدُودٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Not حَبْلٌ مُلْقًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, مَمْدُودٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. This rope is extended from heaven to the earth. This rope is not thrown on the earth. One side is in the among people, the other is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can a rope which is held by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become outdated, be affected by passage of time? No. It's always fresh, always new, always full of light. It's not that Allah has put some light in the Quran and little by little this light is consumed. It keeps receiving light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It keeps receiving shifa. نُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Not أَنزَلْنَا. Allah is working with Quran. Don't forget Quran was revealed and finished. Now we have to work. Allah keeps working with the Quran. Allah is sending guidance to humanity through the Quran, sending light to humanity through the Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir, and don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن